I'm Pam Blevins-Hinkle, director of the Spirit in Place Festival, which runs from November 2 through November 11. The festival began in 1996, and this year we are once again pleased to join WFYI in presenting this series of essays on the Spirit and Place theme, play. And now, here's author John Green with his essay on play.
When my wife and I first moved to Indianapolis 5 years ago, we heard multiple times that Indianapolis was the largest American city not on a navigable waterway. This seemed a strange thing to be proud of. It's one of those extremely fine distinctions, like saying that Andrew Luck is the best quarterback in the NFL with a surname that is also a noun, just as Peyton Manning is the best quarterback in the NFL with a surname that is also a gerund. But many people see this lack of non-navigable waterways as a symbol of Indianapolis's lack of physical beauty. Ours is a city of strip malls and parking lots. We have no mountains, no beaches. Our autumn is less spectacular than New England. Our winters are too cold. Our summers are too hot. And yet, I wouldn't want to live anywhere else. I used to wish for mountains and beaches, or really any kind of topography. But then my son was born. He's 2 now. And one of the many pleasures of having a 2-year-old is that they are always playing. Well, or throwing a tantrum. Henry and I often visit the non-navigable waterways of Indianapolis. Walking down to the river in Holiday Park, Henry notices everything. While I fight the urge to look at my phone every 10 seconds, Henry spends a full minute examining a red leaf barely clinging to a tree. He leans against each tree trunk we walk past, trying to determine which are small enough to shake with his weight. He stops every few steps to look for roly-polies. When we get down to the White River, he starts throwing rocks into the water. I show him how I can skip stones, which he finds boring because skipped stones don't make as big of a splash. He heaves stone after stone into the water, and after every splash, he says, "That was a splash!" as if all the others weren't. He can do this dozens of times without getting bored. And when I finally say, "Okay, Henry, we need to walk back to the car." "One more, Daddy," he says. "A big one." He grabs a stone that takes both his hands to hold, walks to the edge of the water, and drops it in. "Look at that splash," he says. In the winter, we will bundle up and come back to watch the rocks crash through thin ice. In the summer, we will be here in short sleeves, sweating, scaring the turtles away with our splashes. So, okay, we don't have any navigable waterways, or beaches, or mountains. But you don't need them to play any more than you need fancy toys. You only need the ability to pay careful and sustained attention to the abundant beauty that is always, always in our midst.
That was author John Green with his essay on play. You can read this essay on the Spirit and Place blog and hear more essays about play during All Things Considered until the festival opens on November 2nd. Visit spiritandplace.org for more information on 40 festival events and to learn more about GameSpot, a series of supersized sidewalk games. It's all part of how we play during this year's Spirit and Place Festival. I'm Pam Blevins-Hinkle.